listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Zoyce with you. The Premier is backing tougher penalties for social media platforms hosting misinformation. The move, announced by the Communications Minister yesterday, comes after footage of the two stabbing attacks in Sydney went viral. Chris Minns welcoming the proposal of a revamped bill to put companies on notice.
I know that we were struggling over the last week with particular websites and pages that, as I said, were spreading lies and disinformation. So if we can prevent or stop or put social media firms on notice that there'll be consequences if you don't take an active management of what's happening on your own websites, that'd be good for the state.
Time is running out for young people across the region to apply for the 2025 New South Wales Youth Advisory Council. Successful reps aged between 12 and 24 will advise the state government on a range of issues, policies and services that affect them. Spokesperson Zoe Robinson says nominations close this Sunday.
It's really important that we get people from regional New South Wales to apply because we know that there's differences in terms of the issues impacting on children and young people, but also because we want to make sure that we're reflecting the diversity of New South Wales.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service is launching a new survey providing those in regional areas like ours with a voice on healthcare. The organisation is asking for community members from the region to share their views and experiences on the system as part of efforts to provide better access to care in the bush. The survey is now open and will remain so until early May. And the next stage of Lake Conobolas' upgrade is set to commence in the coming days. New paths, an upgraded beach area and a new playground have already been installed. New toilet blocks will be the latest addition to the plan. Peter MacDonald Premiership action kicks off this weekend with an opening round fixture now upon us. The Bathurst Panthers and Lithgow set to get the season underway a week before everyone else hits the park. The special season opener will begin at 11 a.m. at Carrington Park.